different in 2024. How many of y'all know that 99.9% of those resolutions are broken by the second week of January? We have good intentions, right? But we have bad people. I don't know about you, but I can be a bad person when I try to keep a resolution. They're hard, aren't they? We always seem to want something that seems out of our reach. And then when we tell everybody what it is, like it might be losing 50 pounds next year. Then you start that first January and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't not eat all that food. There's no way. And we derail ourselves, don't we? We get our own self off of our track. Yeah, and wreck our train when we're trying to do something good. But guess what? That's okay. That is okay because we're all human. Each one of us is still human. Amen? And we will be, and we'll still have a human side to us until God chooses to take each one of us home. Amen? So it's okay to make resolutions. As long as they're good resolutions, we'll throw that one out there. If your resolution wants to be to drink more, no, that's not a good resolution. Amen? It's got to be something good. But it's okay for us to make those and try to keep those. But your message today is this. Are you ready for a new you? Are you ready for a new you? As we stand for us today on this threshold of a new year, our hearts are filled with anticipation. Our hearts are filled with hope. The passing of time is a gift from our Heavenly Father. It's a continuous journey that each one of us will have, in which we have the opportunity to grow closer to Him, to reflect more of His love, and to fulfill the purposes that He has set out in front of each one of us. How many of y'all know that God has a purpose for you? You were created for a purpose in mind for God. And guess what? My purpose is not the same as your purpose. Amen? God's purpose for me is not the same as your purpose. And vice versa. Your purpose from God is not the same as my purpose. But guess what? He planned our purpose a long, long... Everybody say long? Everybody home, type long. God planned our purpose a long, 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 long time ago. Amen? How many of y'all are excited to know that we got a loving Savior that loves us enough to have planned our steps? He knows if we're going to mess up. He knows how we're going to mess up, doesn't he? He knows what choices we're going to make because it's all been in His plan from the beginning. Amen? So today, let us open our hearts and our minds to the Word of God as we embark on that spiritual journey together. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, the Lord declares this, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Amen? Like I said, God had plans for us a long time before we were ever thought about in our parents' minds. Amen? Y'all hear that last part, though? Plans to give us hope in the future. If we're living in the world, we see little hope. We feel little hope out there, do we? We struggle daily with having an excitement for the lives that we're living. But guess what? God has a hope for us. God planned that hope for each one of us. Now that is something that all of our purpose and all of our plan from God has in common. They might be different purposes, but they're all set to have hope and a future in Jesus. As we enter that new year, let us be assured that God's plans for us are filled with those hopes and filled with those promises. In Psalm 119, 105, We're reminded that. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. That's a song too, by the way. But your word is a lamp unto my feet. And a light, where? To my path. God's word lights our path. When we feel like we're in the darkness, in the deepest darkness that Satan can put us in, God's light is there for our path. His word is there to get us out of the Satan darkness and lies that he tells us all the time. As we navigate this uncharted waters of the coming year, let us rely on the word of God to guide each one of us, to illuminate each one of our ways, and to bring clarity to our decisions. Let the light of his truth dispel any darkness that may attempt to overshadow our journeys, any darkness that may attempt to overshadow our hope and our happiness. Amen. In Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14, it says this. The Apostle Paul encourages us with these words. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have been taken hold of. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus, in Christ Jesus. Again, God's plan for us to fight, to complete the prize that he's put before us in those foundations and those steps and those early promises. As we enter into that new year, let us also leave behind any burdens that we have or any mistakes of the past. Hey, trust me, Satan will try to tear us up from the floor up with our mistakes from the past or any burdens that we have. Don't let him. Let God be our light. Let God give us freedom in those mistakes, freedom in those burdens. Amen? Because Satan will tear you down. God will build you up. So let us focus instead on his upward call in Jesus Christ. New Year, not merely a change in the calendar, is it? It is an opportunity for each one of us to have spiritual renewal and spiritual growth. In 2 Corinthians 5:15, we're reminded that if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, and the new is here. When we accept Jesus Christ, we leave behind the crazy world and Satan times that we have on our body. We change into a new creation as long as we continue to be in his word, to be in his will. And we have that love that God sent to us in our Savior. So I challenge you, if you know him, you know what you should be doing. You know how you should be acting. That old creation that you once was before you got accepted Jesus in your heart needs to be set aside. It needs the world needs to quit lying to you and telling you it's better than what Christ has for you. Amen. So let us embrace the transformative power that Christ has in our lives, allowing him to mold us into the vessels of his grace, his mercy, and his love. As we reflect on the challenges and triumphs from this past year, and I know we all have them, don't we? Let us remember the promise found in Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. It says this, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing." Everybody say new thing. Everybody at home, type new thing in the comments. "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." God is continually working in each one of our lives, continually creating new opportunities for us. Not worldly opportunities. Amen. Not Satan opportunities. Not devil lie opportunities. Amen. But he is truly creating new opportunities in each one of our new bodies. Amen. New creations. He's opening new doors. And He's leading us into a future filled with His blessings. In the excitement, let us approach this year with our hearts full of gratitude. How many of y'all have a hard time sometimes expressing gratitude, being thankful? But let us be full of that, knowing that our Heavenly Father goes before us. He paves our way. He paves our way, don't He? For His divine purpose, not our purpose. Amen? But for God's purpose to be fulfilled in our lives. May we walk in that faith. May we be guided by His Word. May we be strengthened by His Spirit as we journey together into the unknown coming year. Let us trust the Lord with all of our hearts. And lean not onto our own understanding. Acknowledging Him in all of our ways. Being confident that He will make our path straight. Not that we will make them straight. Amen. Not that the world will make it straight. Not that our friends who think they have the best for us will make them straight. Amen. But that He, God, Christ, will make our path straight. I ask God bless y'all abundantly in this coming year. And may His peace, love, and joy be with each one of us. As we stand here on this threshold of this new year, we find ourselves at an intersection of reflection and an intersection of anticipation. The changing calendar invites us to ponder on the journey behind us that we've all went through, and to look forward with hope towards what path God has lies ahead for us. Amen. So today, as we gather, I ask you to open your hearts and explore spiritual significance of the approaching new year and how we can embrace it as an opportunity for growth. How we can embrace it as an opportunity for renewal. How we can embrace it for an opportunity for transformation. One thing we can do in that is reflecting on our past. As we bid farewell to this year that's passed, let's take a moment, reflect on your highs. Take a moment, reflect on your lows. Reflect on your joys. Reflect on your challenges that have shaped your lives this year. Just as the psalmist encourages us in Psalm 77:11-12, I will remember the deeds of the Lord, yes. I will remember your mercies of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Let us remember the faithfulness of our God in the past times. Amen. And acknowledge His presence in our lives today. And the second thing is this. We have to have gratitude for God's faithfulness. Be thankful for what He's done for us. Because trust me, nobody else could do what God did for us. I can't save me. Amen? I can't save you. Only God can make that. Only God can do that by us accepting Jesus as our Savior. So in the midst of life's uncertainties, we find solace in the unwavering faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. Despite what storms that we've had faced in the past and what we know is going to come, amen, God has been our anchor. Let us express the gratitude for His provisions, the gratitude for His protection, and the countless blessings that He's bestowed upon us. Psalm 104 reminds us this. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. We can also should be embracing the new beginning for this year. New Year symbolizes a fresh start for us, don't it? It's a totally open, totally blank canvas for which our chapters of our lives will be written. Just as God's mercies are new every morning, the new year offers us the opportunity to align our hearts with His purpose. Amen? Not our purpose, not our will, but with God's purpose. And embrace the transformative power of His love. Let's cast aside the weights of the past and look forward with hope. And I want to challenge each one of us, even me as well, to set spiritual resolutions. Not worldly ones like, you know, how much weight we're going to lose, or how much we're going to quit smoking, or how much we're not going to hang with certain people. Amen? But I challenge us each to set spiritual resolutions. In the spirit of a new beginning, let us consider setting those resolutions that align with God's Word. Not our Word. Amen? Not our friend's Word. But God's Word. Whether it be deepening our prayer life, growing in our compassion, or seeking justice and righteousness, let our resolutions reflect a desire to draw closer to our God and reflect His character in our lives. How many of y'all know we need more character from God in our lives to shine to the world? Amen. So as we stand on the brink of this new year, let's approach it with faith. Let's approach it with hope. And let's approach it with a heart open to transformation. May we be mindful of God's faithfulness in the past. May we express gratitude in His blessings and embrace the new beginning with spiritual resolutions to draw us closer to Him. Remember the words of Isaiah 43:19. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. As we come for our final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, I thank you for your Spirit lead me today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the blessing in your message today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to get fresh with you each and every year, Lord. Lord, I ask you, Lord, if there's somebody here, Lord, that needs to be closer to you, Lord. Lord, that they would lift their hand right now, Lord. Lord, if they want, they can come to the altar, Lord. Lord, we're always about you today, Jesus. Lord, we're thankful that you love us enough to give us the opportunity, Lord, to have planned out our purpose, Lord. Lord, long, long, long before we were ever thought of, Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, if somebody needs a renewal of that purpose, Lord. Lord, I ask you to put it on their heart right now, Jesus. Lord, if we're watching at home, Lord, I ask you right now to go to them. Lord, let them know that we're here with them, Lord. Lord, tell them what areas they might need to improve, Lord. Lord, if they need more spiritual resolutions, Lord, I ask that you put them on their heart at home, Lord, and our hearts here, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do, Lord. Lord, and we again ask you right now, Lord, just to touch each one of us, Lord. Lord, let us know. Let us truly feel your mercy, your grace, and your love, Lord, for this new year that we're going into, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do. In your name I pray. Everybody say it.